Good morning. My guest this morning is Sedge Thompson from West Coast Live. Good morning, Sedge.
Well, good morning, Roland. How are things with you?
Things are well. West Coast Live is going to be broadcasting live from the Shed in Healdsburg on December 19th. So why don't you line out some of the people that you'll be talking to on that date?
Well, Roland, I want to just say, first of all, it's been a pleasure that KRCB has been the first affiliate on the West Coast Live Network since 1994, and that we've come and done a number of broadcasts on behalf of KRCB, and it's great. And last year we did our first broadcast from Shed, which we're also about this time of year. And your KRCB crew was on hand, and they saved us because the telephone company's phone line failed. And one of your engineers knew how to hook us up with Skype, and we arranged it through NPR News, which ran it into the satellite control room like about 2 minutes before air at 10 a.m.
I just heard about that. That was a real triumph.
That was fantastic work, and I thank KRCB so much. But it's also the kind of live radio excitement that doesn't get on the radio, and the kind of live radio excitement we don't really need. The live radio excitement we have is the fact that it's live, it's there in person. We're having Mikhail Thiel there, the great bee guy. Now, whether he'll bring bees in or not, I'm not sure. Tips on Travel with Carl and Carl.
Wow, bees on the radio.
They make a great hum. Sometimes you want to keep hum out of the broadcast, and other times you want the hum, the buzz in there.
Right,
and
of
the
course.
Buzz of the show is that our producer, Case Conover, is going to be bringing in some outstanding musical acts. And, of course, Doug and Cindy at Shed there in Healdsburg set it up for us very beautifully. On the top floor, they've got an incredible baby grand piano that Mike Greensill will be playing. We have comfortable chairs. There's the view out into the woods and the light of Healdsburg. And it's just a great place to do a show. And Tips on Travel with Carl and Carl are two traveling comedians who I like to say know their Conde from their Nass. And they are Michael O'Brien and Jeff Bolt, renowned for improv. And they just do a routine that invariably leaves us all in stitches. And we just don't know what they're going to say. And that's just part of the pleasure of doing it live. I think it'll be our 1146th show, 1,146 shows.
Wow.
We marked 22 years on on January 9th of
Excellent.
Doing this live radio. It's a remarkable venue. It's not just radio shows. It's discussions, it's conversations, it's demonstrations, and they it's a center of a farming activity and crafts activity in that part of Sonoma County. So it's a real thrill to be there and to meet people from Sonoma who've been listening to the show for years. How did you get your start in radio?
How did I get my start in radio? I started in radio in 1970 at KSAN in San Francisco.
At KSAN?
Yes.
With Tom Donahue and others?
With Tom Donahue and others, right.
And that was Album Rock? And you were on the air there.
That basically was it, Album Rock. It was, but it was new music at that time, and that sort of thing just wasn't being played anywhere else but at KSAN. First KMPX and then KSAN.
I remember listening to an all-day marathon of historical tapes once that KSAN played, sort of commemorating those days of rock and roll history.
Right.
You know, our engineer, Mitchell Holman, is a bass player. He lives up in Sonoma County and has lived there for a long time. Maybe he's in Lake County now, but he was the bass player for It's a Beautiful Day, and
right.
You can hear him on White Bird. White Bird was his song.
Right. Well, I need to go. Thank you very much. Be sure to listen in this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to noon, with Sedge Thompson and West Coast Live from the Healdsburg Shed and on KRCB-FM Radio 91.